Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Made me snore so loudly, my kids used to call me the chainsaw. Dr. Ben took care of all of that. With a balloon sinuplasty, he opened up my airways. Now I can breathe better. I no longer snore at night. I wake up. I feel great. You can too. Sinuses, snoring, sleep apnea, put it behind you. Dr. Ben Salento. One phone call. 346-413-9313. 346-413-9313. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Tell them PC sent you by.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Texans fans! Paramount Plus is your home to stream the NFL on CBS every Sunday. Catch CJ Stroud and the boys in action. And stream your live local NFL on CBS game all the way through the AFC Championship. Sign up and sign in to Paramount Plus today.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
KILT. KILT FM HD2 Houston. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Who in the hell doesn't like to have a good party? Now, the party may change. The party may change a little bit as the older you get. I mean, I don't know. It did for me. It has for me. But who the hell doesn't like to have a good party, man? It's we got a solid afternoon, solid evening going here at Buffalo Wild Wings up in New Caney.
It's a good party.
New Caney has grown quite a bit since my days of running up this direction. My granny, who I obviously rest in peace, Granny or Lou, she would lived in Grangerland.
Oh, yeah. I know Granger.
So we used to come through Mom wasn't a big fan of getting on 59 here, so we used to come through kind of them the back roads over there, and we'd slide through New Caney, and it's grown quite a bit since them days, man.
Yeah, man, you talk about those days, it's grown even, I would say, in the last – so I lived in Conroe 8 years ago, and that was a time when I'd be out here quite a bit. I worked for the newspaper in Montgomery County, so I had to know everything – from Montgomery to the west all the way out here to New Caney. And, man, even since then when I drove out here, I'm like, oh, man, that wasn't there 8 years ago when I was here, and that wasn't there 8 years ago when I was out here. So slowly but surely, man, this place has grown exponentially.
Well, this is by far the best Buffalo Wild Wings setup that we've had. Feel like they may do a little live music in here in this area. Here feels a little bit like a stage.
I was a little nervous. I thought they was looking at us. I was like, man, do you pick the guitar, Clint? Because we might have to think of a routine out here, man.
I can't pick it and I can't sing. I feel like it'd be illegal if I could. Boy, I would annoy the hell out of some folks. My effort would be there.
We gonna stick to radio.
I tell you what, I don't know if that were the case, I don't know that I'd ever gotten married either, babe. I'll be honest with you. So, that'd been a tough gig.
Oh, yeah, Clint, right there. This guy with an instrument. Oh, wait a minute now.
With another stick?
Oh, hold on now.
Oh, hell, it's over. All right, the Texans got the Bills this weekend, and monster game. We talk about it six ways to Sunday, literally for me, actually. But here's the official Thursday injury report. Now, look, these injury reports, the reason that I put a little bit of stock into them, obviously, is because Wednesday and Thursday are your two heavy work days for an NFL franchise. And if guys typically aren't working on these 2 days, it doesn't mean that they're not going to play, but it definitely means that, hey, something's legitimately wrong. This isn't an off day. This isn't a, hey, we got a little bit of swelling. This is, we got something legitimately wrong, especially this time of season. So just to run down the list real quick, the did-not-practice guys, Derek Barnett, a reserve defensive lineman, who, by the way, has been clutch for the Texans over time. Backup, reserve, left tackle, right tackle, back swing tackle. Blake Fisher did not practice today. That's an illness. Jake Hansen, reserve linebacker, did not practice. Jerry Hughes, another reserve defensive end, did not practice. And now we get to the three, I think, headliners on this list right here in terms of the did not practice guys. Joe Mixon, running back, ankle, did not practice, second day in a row. Damian Pierce, running back, hamstring, did not practice for the second day in a row. And Robert Woods, all of a sudden, who is obviously a depth receiver unless Tank Dell can't go, and then Robert becomes pretty damn important. So those three guys on the offensive side of the football were did not practice guys today. And B. Scott, those are something that those are three guys that we're going to have to keep an eye on because the team could needs a couple of them, but could use all three of them.
Well, furthering your point from earlier about the Wednesday and Thursday injury reports specifically, I mean, think about the fact that Joe Mixon actually was out there practicing on Friday.
Yeah.
But the part that you might not realize about Friday practice is that they're not really doing anything, yeah, which is to say any of us could have gone out there and practiced for on Friday because it's not really anything going
sure
on, right?
Yep.
You want to pay attention to the Wednesday and Thursday practice, which he did not participate in last week and is not participating in this week, and it has to lead you to believe, even if you see him practice tomorrow when we're doing the show again, that he might not be a full go come Sunday. So the point there being, your top two running backs still, and you talked about Damian Pierce second day in a row. No, Clint, it's I don't know how many days in a row we're talking about now. Weeks in a row.
Correct,
now, at least
correct.
Joe Mixon did come back and tease us a little bit last Friday as if he possibly could play. Damian Pierce ain't seen the practice field at all in weeks now.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and I think you know I've been here for some time now. I would love to have Joe Mixon. I think Joe Mixon is a different caliber running back, and would help.
No question,
would help tremendously. But I mean, the offensive line is where my focus is at. I mean, and if that offensive line, even Joe Mixon, if Joe Mixon's there and the offensive line doesn't get better, Joe will break a couple runs here and there, and he'll make a little bit of a difference. But it's not gonna be enough to keep up with the likes of Buffalo if the offensive line isn't significantly better.
Well,
so,
but we're talking about the injury. But Clint, the offensive line was healthy for the most part last week. You know what I mean? Like I know that Laremy Tunsil ended up getting knocked out of the game for a short period of time.
Yeah.
But the offensive line's improvement is going to have to come from within. Obviously, if they're not on the field, that's concerning enough. Yeah. But even healthy, yeah. we need them to get right. And then you look at this injury report on top of it. Okay, Laramie Tunsil's on it. Juice Scruggs is on it. Titus Howard is on it.
Yeah.
You know, Blake Fisher is on it. So now you're like, okay, they haven't been good when right.
Yeah.
You don't even want to think about what they look like
well,
when they're not.
That's just before we get too deep into it, I want to there's five guys actually that were limited in practice, which means they're trending towards playing, obviously. Tank Dell, Titus Howard, Juice Scruggs, Laramie Tunsil, and then defensively Jimmy Ward. So to your point, the offensive line sticks out there. You've got a lot of guys at this point in time, a month into the season. It's one thing if it's week 8, week 9, week 10 to have some guys banged up, but for the injury list to be this long of guys that are either not practicing or are limited in practice is a tad bit of a concern. And they're going to need all of the above to be available on Sunday.
And I would make this point too, Clint, like where are we at right now on both of these units? Offensive line, running back room. I feel like, and we've had this discussion already, Clint. We did a little bit of it yesterday and done it today. The offensive line right now, it's just not good enough. It needs to be a lot better. It needs to be coached better. It needs to be executed better. All of the above. Whereas with the running back room, we feel like at the very least, you put Joe Mixon out there, and that changes the dynamic of your running back. He is much different than everything else in that room. So, to me, he is the most immediate, significant upgrade that you can get between the offensive line and the running back room. I don't know where the hell the offensive line upgrade is going to come from because when they're healthy, they still don't look right because it's either not coached right or whatever the case may be. I at least know that if Joe Mixon is 100% healthy, he is noticeably better than anybody else you got that plays his position.
Yeah, look, I think that's fair. We talked yesterday a little bit about – I don't think I'm overstepping or like, you know, asking too much. I think the approach to offensive football, it changed last year kind of as they found their identity and they figured out who they were and they realized, hey, we're going to be a little more CJ-centric than we probably wanted to. It ended up being a great thing. I think that's something that they've got to do here. And I think you got to do it sooner rather than later. It shouldn't take – I know we keep hearing them talk about week 8, week 6, week 8. Like, it can't take to week 8 for you to figure out who you are when you're second year with all these guys. There's a reason why Bobby Slowick came back and Gerard Johnson came back and C.J. Stroud's still there, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Laramie Tunsil, Titus Howard. It's year 2 in this offense. Like, you should pick up where you left off to some degree, essentially. So, the biggest improvement, and look, we're getting away from the injury report, I get that, but the biggest improvement is going to come from, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do best, this gives us the best chance to win football games, and let's see how many plays we can run with our explosive win-now guys are on the field.
You know, I think this is important, Clint. I'm glad we're hitting on it because in the same segment yesterday, you touched on it in your All-22 film breakdown. It should not take 8 weeks for this offensive staff to look at their personnel and look at their play calling and what they're doing and say, hey, bunch formations, running the football in bunch formations,
uh-huh.
that ain't what we need. Being a spread team, that's what our identity should be. It should not take 8 weeks with an offensive line where you know who all of these guys are, you know what your running back room looks like, even when it's not healthy. It should not take that long to figure out that that's what you do, to your point.
Yeah, it's – That's where this team's gonna. To me, it's where this team's gonna get significantly better. I'm through asking the offensive line to be better. We're a year and a month into this thing, and we're still asking guys to be more physical. And boy, who's coaching the offensive line? And boy, how come we can't get any push? And how come we're getting our ass kicked up front? I'll be honest with you, I'm not worried about the protection at all. I don't have one concern about the protection. And it's been bad over a couple of years. I think these guys will be fine once they settle into what it is they do well. But the run game, that's not something that you just – I was tired of hearing we're close last year. And I'm absolutely through this year of hoping that these guys figure it out.
Yeah, and look, I know you say you're tired of saying the offensive line needs to be better, but then the other side of that is, damn, you need Joe Mixon back. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, that's my thing about the running back room. It's like, man, if this is what it's going to be, if this is the state of affairs with the offensive line and they're just a you know, inconsistent, but sometimes really good in pass protection, but not really dogs in the run game, and what you see is what you get type of deal. Okay, well then, get well soon, Joe Mixon, and Damian Pierce too, for that matter, because you need all the running backs that you can get if this is what it's going to be, man. Yeah. I mean, that's just the reality of it to me.
Well, you just give me somebody in there that can pass protect and help us in the pass game, and if they bring something week to week into the run game, then so be it.
You know what your pass pro is? C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins in the scramble drill, apparently.
That's it. Get your ass back to taking it that quick game and gearing everything around, getting the ball out of C.J.'s hands. You got more explosive players now to do that. Let's stay out of these bunch formations, condensing the formation. Stay out of these heavy formations between the 20s when you don't need it. And let's just play Texans football, which is clearly C.J. Stroud-centric. Spread them out. Spin it around the park. Give your offensive line a chance when you do run the football to identify who they're going to block. It's simple. It's a light box. We're going to block them. We're going to hat on a hat. And we don't have to move anybody. Let's just box guys out, essentially, and then give our running backs lanes to run. That is, mark my word, that is where the Texans settle in. Just like they did last year, it's where they're going to settle in this year with that style of offense. Now, it's NFL football. You're going to see, you know, in the third and short, in the fourth and short, in the goal line, you're going to see heavy formations. I'm talking about between the 20s when it matters. Look at the personnel they're in and the formations they're using.
You know what I'm curious about, though, from you, Clint, as somebody that played the game? Like, how hard is it for a team to realize that they don't measure up from a physicality standpoint? And we're talking about football here. When you don't measure up physically, or you don't have that level of doggedness, physicality that we're requiring, that we're asking for, how hard is it to look in the mirror and accept that? Because I feel like that's part of the struggle that we're witnessing with the Texans right now is, hey, we're football guys, and damn it, we gonna punch somebody in the mouth, and damn it, we're going to be tough.
Yeah.
But
well,
you ain't. But what if you ain't?
It takes some getting real. It takes some getting real with yourself, and I just don't. When Laremy Tunsil is the captain that's in your room, and I think we can all agree, Titus Howard has taken a lot of Laremy Tunsil's mentorship and kind of fallen in line. I think sure. He's kind of fallen in line behind it. I just don't think it's as – I don't think it's – and it's 2024 football. I don't think it's a way of – like, they don't demand it. I don't think it's something that – if it's not in you, they don't try to pull it out of you. Like, they don't try to run off guys that are soft. They don't try to – it's not. It's a different day in football. So I just think if it's not in you, ultimately it's hard to pull it out and ask them to do it. I just don't think it's going to happen. Hey, I almost made a big mistake before the show.
What's that?
You ever made an impulse buy?
Oh, man, all the time. All the time. That damn DoorDash was the worst thing ever created.
I almost made the worst impulse buy a man could make on my way to this location. In fact, it was right up the street here. When you turned in here, did you see that old boy selling them dogs?
I did. You almost bought you a dog?
I almost bought one.
Man, I'm glad none of our kids was with you, mine or yours.
I almost bought one. Because
I imagine your little girls probably would have wanted one, and my kids are definitely clamoring for one.
I text my wife and said, I almost bought a dog, and she said, I will kill you. we've got one that you know, that... Me, I really, you don't even like. And I'm like, it's not that I don't like her. She's just the breed of dog. Like, she's super skittish, and she doesn't – she don't just chill.
Yeah.
She chills in the other room with nobody. She sleeps under the bed with nobody. Like, it's she's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's an Alaskan Klee-Kai, like a little bitty husky. Cool dog. But it's like, if you just look at her, her feet scatter on the floor, and she's like, gosh, dang, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like, what does this dog do?
I mean, I told my wife, I said, I would love to have a dog that would chill with us and didn't leave a hair trail everywhere she went. They were mini golden doodles. I didn't know there was such thing as a mini. The hell, there's micros, I found out. A mini golden doodles. And he was an official, like, it wasn't just somebody giving away dogs in a pen in the heat next to the street. He has an official business. Him and his family, I believe, have an official business. And I almost bought one, man.
Man.
You ever seen a baby golden doodle?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, puppies was pulled at the heartstrings for sure.
Oh, man. That sucker, there was one of them, there were about six of them back in the back of that truck, and one of them had the straight hair. It was more golden than it was doodle.
Yeah.
And it had that straight hair, and he was absolutely beautiful, a little bitty thing. And the fact that they don't shed, I was like, I got to get me one of these. And they're not big enough where they'll jump up on you and knock you over.
So I'm right there with
wife,
you.
My wife said I clean – She said, I cleaned up Liv's pee off the floor at the dentist office yesterday. I'm not cleaning up a puppy at the house.
Hey, this is – see, I'm probably closer to being, like, low on this because I know if I bring a dog into the house with the idea that the family, everybody's going to take care of the dog, I will be sorely mistaken. The dog is going to be mine, and it's going to be all my responsibility. Everybody in the house right now wants a cane Corso. And I'm like, why do you want a dog that can bite like a doggone lion? And you can't even clean up my talk about my daughters. They can't even keep their rooms clean. You think I'm going to bring in a cane Corso up in here like y'all going to actually take care of the dog? Absolutely not.
That is a beautiful dog.
Oh, man, I want one. I want one. I just don't want to be the only one responsible. I'm looking around at everybody that I live with knowing that they're not going
to
step up.
I want one to guard the house.
Oh, yeah. I'm
into things. Somebody earlier said, man, you look like you lost a little bit of weight. You've been working out. I said, yeah. I said, I got two little girls. I feel like I may have to whoop some daddy's ass in about 10 years. I may have to whoop somebody.
Man, listen.
So I'm into, like, so we start talking about dogs. Like, I know the Golden Doodle's not it, but if I'm really going to invest in one, it's probably going to be one that'll do a little bit of protecting around the house.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we'll see. There's obviously the impulse buy that I did not make. I don't think he's left yet. I may if he's there when I leave, I may make a bad decision.
I give y'all my worst impulse buy ever. All right, and I get excused for this. I was 19 years old, working at a pawn shop, and was sure that I was about to buy some kind of car. Right, I was going to buy a new car at some point.
Okay.
So we got these rims into the pawn shop that were just too good of a deal for me to pass up. And I got a little kind of a deal on them working at the pawn shop. So I bought the rims before I bought the car. And would you know that I never bought the car?
Wait a minute. What did you
and
do?
And so I just had some rims. And I resold them back and I ended up getting my money back. But what kind of idiot? And it was impulse. And I knew I was getting a deal. All of it was a deal. It wasn't even really fully on the up and up, if I'm honest with you. But I bought the rims before I bought the car. That's my biggest impulse.
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody admit to that. Now, I've seen
19 years old.
I've seen vehicles that I felt like that old boy had them rims. He spent more on them rims than he did his rig.
This would have been like that. This would have been one of those type of situations. I was headed there and never fully got there.
That is great. That's Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron Ugly. We're up at Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney. Come on through. Hang out. We got a monster game this weekend with the Texans and the Bills. We got tickets to give away. We got coolers and chairs to give away. We've already given away two $25 gift cards. So you've already missed out on those, but the tickets are still available. I'm giving away a pair of tickets in the next break. I'm just putting that out there. So if you're out there driving around, come on through, get your name in the raffle, and let's do this thing. All right, is this the biggest game of D'Amico Ryan's head coaching career? We'll discuss that next right here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
On Sports Radio 16. Yes, sir. Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott, I call him Skeezy. Brandon Scott is in the building. My man Byron is on the ones and twos. My man T. Mill had a little bit of a fender bender on the way in, but no worries. He's okay. He's all right. He drives one of them big pickup trucks. I think it may have messed up his bumper, but he's got good insurance. He's healthy. Hell, he's probably in the pool right now with all 18 of his dogs just having a good afternoon listening to the drive. So
I'm going
to
do me a good – I see you doing all right, Clint, but I'm going to do me a wellness check on the rest of the drive family once I get out of here because Ron is down. T-Mill out here getting in fender benders. I need to know what's going on with my drive people,
well,
man.
Look,
good to see you made it in one piece,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm hanging in there. Ron is doing really well. And Tyler is, I don't know if he's doing really well. I would imagine that he is. He was communicating earlier. I know he's healthy. I know he didn't get injured in his little fender bender that he had on the way to work. I just wonder if he went back home or did he venture over to the Heights and end up in McIntyre's.
Oh, come on, you know the answer to that.
What do you think T. Mill did? Hey, y'all tow that truck somewhere. I'm going to get this Uber over here to the Heights. I'll see y'all about 3 a.m. That sounds like something.
The only surprise is that we have not already gotten a text from Tyler asking us if we want to get drinks after being at Buffalo Wild Wings drinking with the people.
You know what, T. Mill, if you're out there, you're listening, man, come on through, man. Come over to Buffalo Wild Wings. I know your bumper's fine. It'll be fine. I know you're not real comfortable. You're highfalutin'. You're not real comfortable driving around with a dented up bumper or dented up truck. It's okay, man. Come on through. We won't judge you.
Oh, Tyler will Uber around this town, though. You know that.
That's a good point.
We've seen Tyler spend $100 on an unnecessary Uber a time or two.
Yes. Come on up and hang out with us, man. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, 59 and 99. Very, very easy to find. In fact, you can stop and buy you a puppy right down the street here. Nice guy selling them mini golden doodles down there if you want one. Big shout out to Bud Light. We're giving away tickets. I'm announcing it now. If you're in the building and you hadn't put your name in this raffle box over here, shame on you. You must not be a Texans or Buffalo Bills fan. But the next break, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets, courtesy of Bud Light, and a pair of wristbands to go along with those tickets that are free entry into the Bud Light tailgate Sunday before the game. So the first pair will be given away next right there. Big shout out to Texas defensive lineman Foley Fatakasi for joining us a little earlier in the show. Danny Cannell for joining us earlier in the show. If you're listening to us right now, I don't care how you're listening, we greatly appreciate it.
That's
if
right.
You're watching on Twitch and YouTube and all that, appreciate that as well. But we'd love for you to download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. You can take us anywhere you go. They got a rewind feature on there. You can rewind and listen to Danny Cannell. You can rewind and listen to Foley Fatakasi. Hell, you can rewind and listen to the 2 o'clock entry into the show if you wanted to. I thought we did a pretty solid job. What do you think?
Crosstalk, first segment. It's itemized segment to segment. It's labels on there. Anything you want, we got on there, man.
Yeah, B. Scott, this is a Reppin' H-Town themed game this week.
Yeah.
Which is they think it's a big enough game, which it definitely is that, to break out all the new branding that the Houston Texans have done, which I'm a huge fan of the H. Are you a fan of the H?
Big fan of the
H. I know you're a fan of the H in general, but are you a fan of the actual H that they chose?
Big fan of the H. Big fan of the color system. Now, the H actually grew on me over time because, you know, remember they actually asked some of our opinions on this leading into this.
Yeah.
And I want to say I picked an H that was slightly different. Now, what they settled on, I was perfectly fine with, so I love the H. You know, I've said this before, though. What I love even more, though, is the bull with the new color on it. My man's got it on his jersey right now. But the bull with the new color on it, I actually love that even more so than the H. But they pair them together. You know, they're kind of a package deal. And so when you bring them together, I'm all for it, 100%.
We've talked about this before. The Texans logo in general is one of the best in the league.
It's nice.
I mean, just when you talk about going with the name, obviously, when you talk about being in Texas, when you talk about the actual design of it with the star in it, and they did a hell of a job. So I'm not typically, I don't like venturing off from that. So I'm glad they didn't change that instead, other than just the different, the actual alternate uni, a true alternate uni. I love that. And I'm gonna tell you, Houston, we were in the stadium yesterday. You're gonna think the field looks really, really cool. You're gonna be stoked about the way that the field looks. They had the majority of the way done yesterday when we were there, and it was really cool.
And this is a reality, I would say, Clint. This is my opinion, but this is my reality in terms of Texans. There's been some good times. There's been some bad times. Texans ain't never had no swag, man. Not until now. You know what I mean? I'm not just talking about the...
You mean
the
swag as in gear and appearance.
I'm not just aura of the team. Because I think Andre Johnson brought swag. I think that 2011, 2012 era of Texans brought swag. But in terms of their gear, I don't feel like it was ever there.
Yeah.
And this is the first time where we're seeing it, both the gear itself and how it's playing out on the field as well, how they're designing the field. On top of that, so I'm looking forward to that.
Talking about playing out on the field, this is a huge game for the Texans. I've been saying that all day. Obviously, I think B. Scott, and I've thought about it since we had the conversation last. I think this is definitely the biggest game of D'Amico's head coaching career. There's a few games out there that were big last year. I'll run down the list. The 2023 Bengals win Week 10, and I don't want to get caught up in whether the Texans won or lost. I'm just talking about the magnitude of the game.
Yep.
But the 2023 Bengals Week 10 win, 30-27. That was a hell of a performance, but it was a big game. That was similar to this game where last year it was, okay, it's a measuring stick game. Let's see how you match up to teams that people think could potentially win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now the Bengals didn't even get close last year, but they're still a franchise for whatever reason, agree or disagree, they're still a franchise that people think highly of.
And Joe Burrow was playing in that game.
Sure,
that was before Joe Burrow was out.
Yep. 2023 last year, obviously the Colts Week 18 game to get in.
Yep.
Big game, obviously a lot on the line, but you're playing the Colts and you're playing their backup quarterback with Gardner Minshew. Texans win 23-19. The 2023 Browns wild card game, which they win 45-14 after getting embarrassed by the Browns week 17, 16 or 17 late in the season.
Just a few weeks before that. Yep.
That ended up being a big game, but I think that was more because of what had happened a couple weeks earlier.
Yep.
And then the Ravens division round game where they got skull drug 34-10 in the second round of the playoffs last year. I think that was a monster game. I think last year all of that was on house money, man. This year, this game for D'Amico Ryans, the expectations are through the roof. You don't show up and show out in this ball game. I think the national narrative changes about the Texans.
Yeah, so I would definitely agree that it's the biggest regular season. I'm still going to give the nod to the postseason games. So both of that, win and lose, or the one that they won and then the one that they lost, I'm going to go ahead and make those bigger games just because, you know, the postseason games matter so much more. But if we deduce it down, bring it down to the regular season, you sold me on this because I think it's the best team that they've played probably the best team that they've played since D'Amico Ryans has been here in terms of the regular season. And I would go a step further and say for sure the best quarterback that they face. And I mean that with all due respect to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I mean that with all due respect to Joe Burrow, who they faced last year. But Josh Allen and the way that he's playing right now, the way that the Bills, you know, their most recent showing maybe notwithstanding, but for the most part, the way the Bills have played this year and what Josh Allen has represented this year, this is the best quarterback that the Texans have faced since D'Amico Ryans has been their head coach. And matters even more because he's the defensive play caller. So with all, for all of those reasons, I would have to agree with you. I would say this is the biggest game of his era, of his time and era.
Damn, it feels good to be having these conversations.
Yeah, man.
Damn, it feels good after what we've been through to be having these conversations,
like
man. All right, coming up in this break, we're gonna give away a pair of tickets. And look, the Astros, they've got eight free agents that they got to figure out what they're gonna do with those guys. Some of them, pretty simple decision. Couple of them not, but there is one guy that's got 1 year of arbitration left that we've got to have a conversation about. Ofer in October is not going to fly, no matter how good you are in the regular season. We'll have that conversation. We'll tell you who we're talking about, and we'll have that conversation next right here on Sports Radio. All right, Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in, I think. I think B. Scott's here. I think he's there. He is.
Hey, I'm
there
always
he is.
There,
come
man.
On.
Even when I'm not, I'm
hey, there. Hey, there he is. We're up in New Caney, 5999 Buffalo Wild Wings. Y'all come on through. Just gave away a pair of tickets. Who would have thought it, man? Who would have thunk it? Old Baytown, boy.
Baytown came through.
Old Baytown. But now he is a Ranger. He's not a Gander. He ain't one of them flying Ganders now. He's one of them Rangers on the other side of the tracks. But my mama was a Ranger, and my wife's a Ranger, so I guess they're all right people. But congratulations, Billy. Got his tickets. Got his tailgate party packet. Thanks to Bud Light, man. I tell you what, Bud Light's doing it big. We'll give away these. We'll give away the chair and the cooler here pretty quick. And then in that 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give away that last pair of tickets along with those that last two wristbands to get into that tailgate. So come on through. Buffalo Wild Wings, 59 and 99. If you hear this, you're close. Come on through. Put your name in the raffle. We're having a good old time here at Buffalo Wild Wings. B. Scott, the Astros. The
yes,
Astros
sir.
Have eight. They have eight free agents that are going to have to be dealt with. They're going to have to be addressed to some degree sooner rather than later. Let me pull those guys up. JV. Alex Bregman, Ryan Pressly, Yusei Kikuchi.
Yusei.
Come on now. We got to bring him back just so we can have fun on the damn radio and ease the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Hey, look, we established well early on the drive that we love Kikuchi.
Kendall Graveman, Jason Hayward, Caleb Ferguson, Ben Gamel, and Hector Neris. So there's eight free agents that – to some degree have to be addressed. Are you opposed? Where are you at with Justin Verlander?
Yeah, so Justin Verlander, I would be surprised if that was any kind of priority absent of like a massive, massive, massive discount. Like when I think about Justin Verlander, I think about, you know, the Hall of Famer, multi-Cy Young Award winner. Obviously, he's on the other side of 40. But I just cannot envision Justin Verlander voluntarily signing up for cheap. And if he's not willing to sign up for cheap, then I'm not really interested in it. I don't want Justin Verlander at Justin Verlander prices. So I'm mostly good on that.
But here's the deal. Like, and I'm not asking you this question. I'm just like, what is cheap? That's not. I don't want you to answer. I'm not going to put you on the spot and have to answer that question because, I mean, obviously he's not going to go somewhere and make $40 million a year like he did between the Astros and the Mets this year or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, no, he'd come down about 2025.
You know, I don't think I'm out the way that a lot of people are with Justin Verlander.
$5 to $10 million.
I don't know. I just don't know that I'm out on Justin Verlander the way that a lot of folks are. Just like, oh no, thanks. He's going to move on. Well, look, I mean, he clearly has to get healthy.
Right.
He's clearly already tried to leave Houston and do something with the Mets, and that went south in a hurry. Thank you, Mets, for paying a bunch of that money over the last couple of years, last year for him to come back, year and a half, whatever it was, for him to come back. But I'm not completely out on Justin Verlander being a part of this. Again, You know where my, you know where I come from. Leadership, the intangible, the presence of him in that clubhouse, even if he is the fourth starter in a rotation.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm maybe it's a pipe dream for me to think that he's going to be cheap enough and be willing to be a fourth starter in a rotation versus go somewhere else and make more money and be a one or two starter. I just think at his age, I think he is reasonable, and I'm not out on him if it ends up being a possibility.
Yeah, well, see, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not out on any quality pitcher for the right price. You can never have too much pitching. Now, you can pay too much for it, as we saw at the back end of that bullpen for the Astros at the end of the playoffs. But what I'm saying is if the price is right, I'm good with it. I just have a tough time seeing it given who Justin Verlander is, and I don't know what how he views himself. I know he still wants to pitch. What does he view himself as? How does he view his market?
Well,
if that lines up with what we're talking about, then I'd be fine with it because I don't have a problem with having six or seven starters that you can believe in because that's going to eventually benefit you in the postseason. You can never have too many of those.
Well, the one thing that he just showed us is that he's at least reasonable. I mean, I know it wasn't good, but how many guys of that ilk would have said, hey, don't put me on a playoff roster, man. I'm not. These guys have been better than me. How many guys wouldn't stick their chest out and say, I don't give a damn how good these youngsters have been. I'm one of the best in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's – I don't know. I'm just not out on him. I'm listening to other guys, and they're like, oh, no, we're moving on. I'm not completely out on that deal. But here's – I want to get to Tucker. I want to get to Kyle Tucker. Because I think the Kyle Tucker situation is interesting, right? And he's got another year of arbitration, so he's going to be an Astro for another year. So it's more of just an opinion or a conversation than it is of what do you do with the guy. We know what you do with him next year, right? I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
You've got control of him for one more year.
So you put him in right field and you go with
him. Yeah, I get that. I mean, he's going nowhere. But, damn, man, these last two postseasons for Kyle Tucker.
Leave a lot to be desired.
I mean – And look, we can lean into that injury this year if you want to, but he was swinging a stick pretty well the last few weeks leading up to the playoffs.
The MVP, well, yeah, and before he got injured, he was an MVP candidate.
So, yeah, but I mean, after he came back, he was swinging a stick pretty well, and it's just like in the postseason, man. And we're at a point two straight years as bad as he's been. You've got to take that into consideration when you decide what you do with him long term, right?
Well, I only point out what he was doing before the injury because it just highlights how good he's been in the regular season versus how not so much he's been. Like, before he got injured, Clint, you remember, he was an MVP candidate. Now, he wasn't going to win it because, you know, all these other guys, Aaron Judge plays in the American League.
He
wasn't going to win it, but he was playing at that level. That's what he has been able to do in the regular season over time. But these last two postseasons, I don't know how you unsee that or how – when you get down to the negotiation table, and obviously they have not reached a deal, so when you get to negotiating, how you don't say, hey, you want $300 million or whatever it is, let me run this tape of your last two postseasons, you going 0-for in the most recent one and not showing up too much better in the one before that. Like, I don't know how, if you're the Astros, you do not use that against Kyle Tucker in negotiations, knowing damn well how they've used – smaller things than that against him in negotiation, just in arbitration. So we talk about $200-300 million possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to come up again. So like this will be an issue for sure with the Astros and Kyle Tucker. Hey, yeah, we love you, but hey, yeah, you're an MVP candidate type, but you don't show up in the postseason the last 2 years.
Let me ask you this: how do you? Like, I hear a lot of conversations, and we mentioned it earlier. We didn't have a conversation about it. We mentioned it. Like, the Astros getting to a point now to where it's kind of a, for lack of better terms, a rebuild. Like, if you've got Kyle Tucker under control one more year, you've got Alvarez, you've got Altuve, you've got a bunch of young pitchers, like, it's not time to tear it down and start this thing over.
Oh, well, I mean, see, that the tricky part about that is, Clint, they're already kind of there, man. They're already kind of at a not rebuild, but certainly at a building point. They got these institutional pieces that you're thinking about. Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve. But it's a real top-heavy team, man. We know the talented guys on this team, the stars on this team. But outside of that, some of y'all follow the minor leagues and all of this. It's not great. It's not great. So they have a lot of work to do. And I was talking about this earlier with Alex Bregman. Not creating issues where they don't already exist. That would be another one that you talk about. Hey, Do you want to pay Kyle Tucker hundreds of million dollars for somebody that has not shown up in back-to-back postseasons?
Yeah.
Or do you want to create a hole and try to figure out exactly what you're going to be doing in right field?
Yeah, it's hard for me to watch Eric Getty and Hunter Brown and Ronel Blanco and all those guys, those youngsters, pitch. And you know you got Alvarez in the middle of that lineup locked up. It's hard for me to look at that and think, yeah, the window's closed. Like I feel like you got pieces there, and I don't even know. Look, I don't know how real the window being open and closed is a legitimate thing. It just feels like there's still a lot of meat left on that bone with these guys that you've at least got for one more year.
I wouldn't say the window's closed. I just think you got some definitive holes on your roster that you did not have before, and if you address those properly, and again, don't create problems where they don't exist. Then know the window is not closed. But if you don't do those things, them young pitchers and just having Yordan Alvarez in the middle of your lineup, as we saw against these Detroit Tigers, that will not save you.
All right, we're up here at Buffalo Wild Wings. New Caney come through, giving away tickets. We'll give away another pair of tickets and passes to the tailgate. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll give away. What time is it? Five. I tell you what. The next break, we'll give away the chair and the cooler all together. Bud Light chair, Bud Light cooler, all together. Y'all help me keep track. We're giving away. If that's the only giveaways we got, is the tickets and this stuff here, then we'll be good to go. It wouldn't shock me if Bud Light didn't drop something else off before. But other than that, we'll make that happen. We'll make that happen in the 5 o'clock hour. So come on through, stop through, get your name in the raffle, have you a drink, hang out. Let's break a little bread and maybe you can win a little something. Next up on Sports Radio 610, we got 5 o'clock fire, y'all. We got 5 o'clock fire. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.